got to get the Bible open and read the Word of God and base what your future on what God says in His Word concerning you. And you got to believe. Don't believe history, believe His Word. Don't believe mankind, but believe His Word. Listen, those that believe history and believe what have happened before, they would have never been able to conceive Jesus Christ, because never before has God been born in the virgin named Mary. Amen? So they had to believe in something that never happened before. Something completely unexpected. Listen, you can't base yourself on other believers. You can't base your faith on the condition of the church as a whole as you see it. You have to base your faith on the Word of God. Jesus came, and when Jesus came, He based everything that He did, everything that He taught, and everything that He moved in according to the Word of what God said should be. He didn't look at the Pharisees and said, "That's where we got to go." That's what every other believer, or that's what every other person that claims the one God is believing right now, that's where we're going to base ourselves, and that's where we're going to go from here. You're going to miss God's best in doing that. You're going to miss God's best in doing that. You got to be willing to stand out. Yes. You can't base yourself on Lakewood. Amen. You can't base yourself on Abundant Life. We can't even base ourselves on Rhema Bible Church. But we've got to base ourselves on the Holy Ghost and on the Spirit of God, on what the Lord said, and say, "I'm going to close my eyes to what I see around me, even religious things, and I'm going to center in on the Word. I'm going to center in on Scripture, and I'm going to center in on the Holy Ghost," amen, until it comes to pass. What a call. What a commission. What a call and what a commission to see people blessed as God wants them blessed when they've never seen it before. Amen. When they've never seen it before. Imagine Noah telling the people it's going to rain when they've never even saw the rain. They never even saw rain, and he said it's going to rain. And they've never seen it before, and yet he had to get people to believe in rain that had never seen it before. You got to conceive something that you've never touched before. Maybe God wants to bless you out of your league. We're trying to get you to get your head out of the way and get your heart to God and get your heart in Scripture so you can go for gusto. We've had a whole bunch of people talking faith. We've had a whole bunch of people talking prosperity, but I don't believe they believed it. I don't believe they believed it. I don't believe they believed it. I don't believe they've even conceived it. They've based it on what somebody else said. They limited themselves to a ring and a car. Amen. But they haven't gotten close to what the Lord says we should have. But I got a word from the Holy Ghost, and you're going to have to stretch yourself to get there. Do you hear me? I've got a word from the Holy Ghost, and God is not a man that he should lie. And I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost when people listen to me when I'm speaking these things out. Don't hold these things as common, something that we've heard before. Don't put your lack of faith and unbelief and doubt up there. Amen. It's never happened to me before. Somebody said that the last time. I'm here to tell you by the Holy Ghost that God wants to get a hold of you and do you well. And the things which He's spoken to you were not a lie. They were not a lie. Those things are true. They're true. And they are going to come to pass. And He's only just begun. Don't cast away your confidence. Amen. When God speaks a word to you, when He speaks a promise to you, even if it's good, it's His will. You've got to take His goodness as His will. Amen. Not like, "Well, I think I'll have that or not." Eat everything on the plate. The Bible says, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?" This salvation is great. And you're not going to be able to escape unless you get all of it. Many people aren't escaping to the level, amen, escaping the bondage. And bondage is more than having a devil strapped to your back. The bondage of having us live according to the world dictates. Some people are held captive, but the Holy Ghost and the anointing of the Holy Ghost is here to break and destroy your yoke of bondage and have you be free. We're talking about we're going to raise the sick and raise the dead, and we can't even buy a car. Hallelujah. We talk about going to be caught away with the moment, the twinkling of an eye. We can't even get out of bed.
Those who know the Lord, their God, will be strong and do exploits, but have us so depressed. We're moved by how we feel and our depression. What does that mean? That we've been distant from the heart of God. We've been distant from the heart of God. We've held ourselves at bay according to what people say Jesus is, to what people are trying to interpret him. You can't get God from what somebody else says. You got to get him for yourself. Amen. There is a roadblock. Nobody wants to go beyond what they've already heard. Everybody's afraid and stuck in tradition and stuck in tradition and religion. But the Holy Ghost is saying they don't believe that. They're just talking about it, but they don't believe it. You better get around somebody that believes it and ready to apprehend it and grab a hold of it. I'm believing that I must be like this, that I must be blessed, and I've got to be blessed suddenly. Why? Because I believe that Jesus is coming. And I believe it's an instantaneous thing. Oh, yes, I do. I believe as soon as we get our faith to the point, as soon as we clue in on it, then we start to receive it. People, what is nuts? Out of your mind. People call you crazy when you get out of your mind. Well, listen, I'm crazy because I don't have my mind anymore. I have the mind of Christ. And he thought a whole lot of wild stuff. And if he thought it, I think it. If he said it, I believe it. I believe that I am not just a natural person, but I'm a supernatural being with supernatural abilities. I believe I got angels walking about me. I believe that Jesus walks into the room. I believe that God touched those young men just now, and they went out under the power of the Holy Ghost. I believe that all of a sudden we're going to see revival as the world has never seen it before. Hallelujah. I believe that I'm a millionaire, billionaire time over again. Not wishing it, waiting for it to happen. And all of a sudden, some way, because the word of God says so. Why am I holding on to it? Because it's his will. Why am I holding on to it that way? Because it's his will. I found out that's what he wants. If one of them can do this, then one of them can do that. Amen. It said, if one of us, what kind of people were the us? What's in us? What's in us? I want to be one of them. I want to be one of the us's that can put 1,000 to flight, that can affect the world. Amen. And make a difference. I want to be just like Jesus. God wants to bless us. God wants to bless us. And the first thing we do, we need to get our heart together. We need to get our mind together. We need to come to the conclusion, hey, I believe God. I believe God. And this thing is serious. It is no joke. It is no joke. It is no joke. It's real. All of it. And we got to make up in our mind that we're going to see this thing to fruition and just walk it out. You need to get around people that are stable. What is stable? Not given to change. People that trust in God and believe in God and are walking in God. Bible says, meddle not with men that are given to change. Stay away from the unstable, for they waver. It says that, for their calamity shall rise suddenly, and who knoweth the ruin of them both? Somebody say, ruin of them both. Instability. Wavering. Wavering. Listen, just believing in it 1 week and then forgetting about it next week is wavering. Amen. Walking in it on Wednesday, Friday, Sunday morning, and Sunday night, forgetting about it on Monday is wavering. Walking in it when I'm in a good mood and when everything's going right and nobody offends me, and then when something goes wrong, I'm going to be out for 15, 30 minutes. Guess what? That's wavering. And the Bible says, don't let that man think that he'll ever receive anything from God. So you don't qualify. You don't qualify. You'll never jump into abundance when you waver.
Every time you waver, it costs you. You got to pay toll taxes. You might have got it, but you pay for it. Amen. Every word you speak, the Bible says you'll give an account for every idle word. You'll give an account for it. That means you're going to pay for every word you speak. How costly is the life that you're living? How much is the kind of life that you're living? Maybe we're living missing God, missing the mark of perfection in our life, living in sin, and wondering why we can't get blessed. Yeah, you got blessed. It just cost you everything you had to have that. Yeah, you got that blessing. You might not have been able to spend it because the devil spent it for you, but you got it. Guess what? But you're going to give account for that. People blaming God. When's it going to happen? When's it going to happen? It's already happened, but you keep forfeiting your money. You keep forfeiting your blessing. Forfeiting your covenant. Amen. You can walk in and it's already done. It'll just happen all around you, but you violate God's covenant and you pay for it. When you come outside of the blood, when you come outside of the word, you come outside of the spirit, guess what? I believe you pay by the second. $50, $20, $75, $95, amen? A kidney, a lung, peace of mind. But if we stay on the inside, he said, do these things that it might be well with you. That it might be well with you. What are we going to do? We're going to get beyond the sweet pine in the sky thing, and all of a sudden it's going to plop out someplace. Other than realizing that we are blessed, and blessed people stay in blessed places. Amen. Say, my blessing will only function on blessed territory. God couldn't bless them the way that he wanted to bless them in the wilderness. He couldn't bless them the way that he wanted to bless them in Egypt. Many people want to be blessed in Egypt. No, you can't be blessed while you're in bondage. Glory. God's got to bring you out and keep you over in the promised land. Get over there. It's open. It's free. And watch what happens. You just got to plant yourself in the right place. Where's your miracle? Where's your blessing? It's called the Holy Ghost that abides on the inside of you. That's your $1 million. Get him over to the promised land and watch him grow and watch him start to manifest. You can get a revelation of this thing and start walking in stuff you've never walked in before. You can turn face on the devil. Devil think he's got you one way. You wake up with a new face. You get up with a new face with new revelation. God's given you new revelation that's going to produce for you. That's how you can say, I already am instead of I will be. But you got to get to the place where you can be what you are. There's someone said they put some people up there and said, sing for us songs. Many people want to sing songs in a captive land that don't work. Sing songs in a captive land. You got to set yourself free. And then watch what happens. So you can do whatever thing you want to do, but it'll cost you. Adam bit that apple. Amen. Adam was the richest man on earth, and he bit that apple, and it cost him everything. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. And eternal life means more than just living forever. That's a good Lord, it better be, amen? Because you can be in hell with eternal life, with living forever in eternal damnation. So that eternal life that he was talking about, it means an eternal, abundant, prosperous life. So the devil's mad, but God is exalted. The Holy Ghost told me that. Jesus told me. He told me. He said, the earth is mine, and the devil's trying to take it away, but I'm going to take it back by blessing my people. Don't you know that your abundance and your prosperity is Jesus taking dominion over the earth once again? Amen. And there's an anointing for it. Amen. We got a call. We've got a call. And in order for that call to come to pass, several things must come about. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 9. Go there. Now, the thing about it is just getting blessed is one thing, but staying blessed. I mean, I get so mad. I've seen God bless so many people, them dummies, and gone off there and lost everything. Squandered their blessing. Instead of investing that blessing and seeing more come in. Scary. Got to the point where I said, well, ain't no use of talking prosperity to these people. Ain't going to do no good. Ain't going to do the kingdom of God no good. Don't do any good to talk prosperity to these people. But God's plan says, no. That's the way it's got to happen. That's the way it's got to happen. I've got to prosper them. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 9. Whom resists? Steadfast. Somebody say steadfast. In the faith. Knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who have called us unto eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, and establish and strengthen and settle you. To him be glory and dominion forever. I'm only supposed to suffer a while. And how long's a while? But we got to resist and stand steadfast. Stand steadfast in the faith. And not short out on just a little bit of stuff. Don't get gross. Don't get gross. Don't act like gremlins. Christians act like gremlins sometimes. They're all cute and cuddly and warm, bring them in the house. God brings them into the kingdom, warms them up, amen, puts a little water on them, and all of a sudden they turn into monsters. You're going to get blessed, but I'm preparing you, amen, because we've seen some get blessed and turned into nasty gremlins. Because wealth is nothing but an amplifier of what you are. And many times you don't see what anybody is until they can afford to be what they really are. And God shouldn't have to keep us broke to keep us under control.
That's right. Amen.
That his will would never be accomplished. He were missing out on God's will, missing out on God's best. Kingdom of God's not going for him. The body of Christ as a whole is living on 2% of what it's supposed to be existing in on, because gremlins can't afford to be blessed. Gremlins, gremlins. It is true. It's the truth. You got to anchor yourself in your faith. Real faith. You hear me? Real faith just doesn't believe for something good to happen. Real faith keeps you in place when it does happen.
Amen.
Faith anchors you. Those other things are not the product of your faith. Faith is manifested in obedience. Do you hear me? You hear me? That's real faith. Real faith, it means after I get the stuff I need, amen, after I get it all together, I'm still going to do what God told me to do and not be distracted. That's faith.
Amen.
I'm not going back. I'm not going back. See what's happened? I'm not. There's no way I'm going back to that stuff where they teach everybody they got to be broke. You got to be broke, disgusted, poor, sick. And God's teaching you this through sickness, teaching you that through disease. I refuse to go back. You know what that is? That is wilderness doctrine. They had whole classes on how to eat the manna. Yes, how to eat the manna. Now don't keep it over too long. Amen. Don't get too much in the wilderness, even though God's word says you can have more than enough, but not of that stuff. But in the wilderness, not too much. Keep rationing. Whole body of Christ been rationed. That's why people didn't want to teach him prosperity, because they were in a barren land. Disobedience and in lack, a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And they were all rationed. They were wondering why they had that type of gospel. They were wondering why nobody taught them that they could be blessed. Why? Because they were in the wilderness on rations. Oh, please, oh, Lord, split the rock, Lord. Do whatever you got to do. Help me here just a little bit to make it by. All I need is just a little bit to get by. But I've decided I've got the spirit of Joshua on the inside of me, and I'm not going to be dwelling in the wilderness anymore. I'm going over to the promised land where I can have more than enough, because I got the spirit of God living on the inside of me, and I'm going to accomplish his word. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to be one of the obedient ones that believes God and walks straight on through. I'm not a gremlin in the wilderness. Hallelujah. Griping, complaining, moping, and groping, robbing, and stealing. You can get up and go whenever you want to. All you got to do is be obedient. Amen. There's always a voice. Glory to God. There was always a voice in the wilderness trying to get the people out, trying to get them over. There was always a way. The door was always open. Amen. But the multitude, glory to God, but the multitude wanted to camp out. And what we're trying to do is get you beyond ration mentality. And into obedience and abundance. Obedience and abundance. Obedience brings abundance. That's the truth. Are you understanding where we're coming from here tonight? Are you understanding? See, we want you to be able to hold on to these things, to these teachings. Somebody say, we're getting on the basic things. These are the basics. These are the basics. There are things in this Bible. There are promises in this Bible that we're not grabbing off, that aren't coming to fruition in our lives. Something's wrong and it ain't Jesus. Something's lying and it ain't the Word of God. Something's got to give. Amen. Something's got to give. He's already given. I guess it's you. Say, the Word of God is settled. I just need to get on its side. Its side. Stop trying to convince God. Convince yourself. Get up and move. He's already settled. You don't have to convince him to bless you. Get up out of the wilderness. Stop praying to get blessed. You get obedient. Stop begging God. Start obeying God. Did you write that down? Stop begging. Don't you beg no more. Ooh, some of you should be rejoicing right now that you're already blessed. Some of you should be rejoicing already that you've already got it. Wow! You've already got it. You hear me? I said you've already got it. You've already got it. You've already got it. Some people say, but I don't believe I got it. Well, you know why you don't believe you got it? Because you don't. Well, I'm having trouble trying to believe I got it. Well, maybe you don't. That's what Jesus said. He went to him and said, as your faith is, so be it unto you. You know, we get up here in the prayer line, you know, we got to agree with their faith. Amen. Who's got it? The one that receives it and believes it. Well, what do you believe? Well, that's exactly what you're going to get. What are you standing on? What are you agreeing with? Well, particularly nothing. It's exactly what you're going to get. Particularly nothing. Well, I have an unspoken request. And that unspoken request will be an unseen request. There's your blessing over there. You just can't see it. What a wonderful blessing. You got it then. There it is, but you just can't see it. How'd you like? I'm going to bless everybody with a car, unspoken car. Everybody going to pray for unspoken car. Now go out there and get your car. Can't you see it? You can't see it. You know why? It's an unseen car. I guarantee blessing for anybody to get a hold of this word and grab it. You hear me? I guarantee blessing for anybody. I'm talking about big time blessing. I'm talking about the blessing of God. God has already spoken by his Spirit. You ain't seen it before. Some of y'all got yourself matched up to the nearest devil that got blessed. You matching your blessing on Madonna and Prince and the world's famous homes and stuff like that. God said, I can do better than that. You tuned into the wrong channel. You better look in the Bible. You better upgrade yourself to Scripture. Many of you are being short out because you're basing your faith on other Christians. Do you hear me? Many of you are not getting what you need and what you receive right now because of your yoke to other unbelieving Christians. Unbelieving Christians. They don't match up to this book. They don't match up to the book. Amen. The Bible says they're healed. They don't get sick. They'll cast out devils, raise the dead, that they'll be the blessed. They'll be the head, not the tail. We need to walk and walk and walk and walk and not give up and believe and trust. I tell people all the time, I said, you get in here, you get up under the word, you can expect some things to change. And I believe it with all of my heart. You get in here and play games, you're going to get a game back. You get in here and play games, you're going to get a game back. But you come in here and you get your heart right, you get your spirit right, you catch the right wave, it'll pay off. Amen. It'll pay off. And we've already found like that it's already done. You got to learn to budget. What's learn to budget? Budget your lifestyle. Find out what you can afford. I'm not talking about by price tags and stuff. I'm finding out where can you afford to go. Can I afford to walk in that kind of talk? Can I afford to hang around that person? No, I'm not budgeted for that. There is no budget for strife. Amen. There's no budget for doubt and unbelief. There is absolutely no budget for sin. It is not in your budget, and it is costly. It is costly. One apple costs Adam and Eve the whole world. Sin is expensive. One apple, or it wasn't even an apple, I don't know what it was, cost them the whole world. How expensive is sin? And you wonder why you're still broke today. Stand up with this confession. Don't miss church. Get good notes and apply it. Don't let this thing pass you by. Say, I am healed. Whole. I am mentally stable. I'm an overcomer. I am loaded. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. Full of good works. Amen. And increasing day by day. And it's God's will. Now start with those simple things that you hear. Start by speaking to your circumstances. Start by speaking to your circumstances. Start right there. Start by getting in prayer every day. Get in the Spirit. Not in a bag of Coca Corn Flakes. Get in the Spirit. Not nutty. Hey, man, when you get in the Holy Ghost, He causes you to get up and walk straight. And He gets you to walk by faith. Straighten up and walk to a higher level. Can I let you in on one more tidbit? Do you know that the force of love, you can work love like you work faith? And we have not yet got the revelation of the anointing, the move of love. No, I mean, we all thank God for faith because we're faith people. Do you hear me? We're faith people, and faith can accomplish a lot of stuff, can it? And there are a lot of stuff that's going on in your life right now, a lot of things that won't come out, a lot of devils that won't move, a lot of things won't operate, but you have another, we have yet to learn. I know that faith is absolutely essential and it's a foundation, but it's only one thing that we've gotten a revelation of in this last hour. And it's one thing that we've chosen to let God reveal to us. And how many are able to live and exist just in faith alone? Seriously, we can live by faith. Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Ghost told me that we can live in love in that same fashion and have that same confidence. I mean, where we work faith, we can work love with the same type of confidence. Amen. The force of faith and the force of love. The force of faith and the force of love. Learn to walk in it. Learn to operate. We bless your holy
name. Bless you, Jesus. You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in the Woodlands, Texas.